Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask something.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all on,
dressed
like the $1 million,
but
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Yeah, I got one. And I got a message for you today, too. Something I was thinking about that might help you along the way. The thing I appreciate about so many people that I learned from, Bishop Jakes, Kenneth Olmer, Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin, Joel Osteen, I can't tell you. And many more than that. I mean, you know, I'm naming, you know, famous people because I know you know these names. But my father, who you never met, was so great in my development as a man. But my mother, Lord have mercy, my mother, she taught me about faith. She gave me the things I needed to know about what I speak about every day. That basis was given to me by her. So it's so many great people. But here's the thing that I've had to learn. And that is that if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. See, I can't tell you how many people don't really pay attention to that close enough. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. How many times have we as people allowed God to get us through something, get us beyond something, get us over something, get us through something, and then even after its completion, we sit there and we dwell on it and we dwell on it to the point where it becomes an anchor around our neck and we can't move on. We can't move on because we just won't let it go. It's done. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. Stop harboring on the past. Stop hanging on to every time you fail. Stop hanging on to every time you slipped up and messed up. Stop hanging on to every time you didn't get it right. So what? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody messes up. Everybody don't get it right. Everybody struggling with something. You ain't the only one. But my God, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. What you hanging on to it for? That's why he got you through it, so you can move on from it. See, a lot of things that happen to us that we think are negative or bad experience, these are lessons in what not to do. This is a way to have a now, a bearing, a look out for it the next time. You got me once, you can't get me again. I'm telling you, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. You have got to move on. I use this analogy all the time. I'm going to add a little bit to it. Bishop Jakes told me you cannot drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. See, you know what your rearview mirror is actually for in your car? Your rearview mirror is designed. After I pass a car and I want to merge into that lane or I want to make another move, I look up in the rearview mirror and all I use it for, it shows me that I've gotten past it. I've gotten past the vehicle I was passing and I got enough room now clear to make my next move. That's what I use my rearview mirror for. I use my rearview mirror to just glance up every now and then to see what's coming up on me. That's all I use it for. Listen to me real close now. Your rearview mirror on your car is after you're passing something or you're passing by something, you can look up in the rearview mirror and it lets you know you're past it. You're beyond it. It's clear now. It's in the past. You no longer have to deal with it as the car that was in front of you blocking your way. You have passed it. You look up in the mirror. You've cleared it. Now, if you want to switch lanes, you could slide on over. You got room. But that rearview mirror also lets you see if anything is coming up on you. And you just need to glance because if you moving forward, ain't a whole lot can come up on you. You're just glancing every now and then. And it reminds you that you got through something and you got beyond something. That's what the rearview mirror for. Now let's talk about that windshield. Why you think that windshield so big on your car? That's the biggest window on your car. You know why the windshield so big? Because it's where you're going. Because even the automobile makers want you to have a wide view of where you're going. So you can see what's up ahead. They put lights on the car at night so you can have night vision and see what's up ahead. But you can, see, now, why is that? Look, think about that now before I move forward with this one. Think about that windshield, man. Why is that windshield so big? So you can see where you're going. It's way more important where you're going than where you've been. Don't you see that? That's why the rearview mirror is so small, because it is nowhere near as important as it is as to where you're going. where you been just allows you to take a glance so you can make sure you cleared it, so you can see if it's room enough for you to make your next move, so you can know that you've gone through it and go ahead on about your business. But that windshield is for vision. A man without a dream or vision shall perish. That windshield is for somebody going somewhere. That windshield is for somebody up there trying to make another move. I'm going to go right. I'm going to left. I'm going to get off on this exit. I'm going to take this detour. I'm going to handle this sign. There's a new route. There's only so many miles left to go. That's what the windshield got. Let me tell you something, man. When you see a mile sign, you driving on the freeway, you're on the interstate, and you, let's say you driving to a particular city, and you see a sign that says that city is 138 miles away. That lets you know where you're going and you're on the right path. Now, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you'll never know how close you are. You'll never know, because you're driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. You all on the shoulder. You hear them rocks up under your car. You done scared yourself to death, because you know why? Because you keep looking in the rearview mirror. Get out the rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. So what? He don't love you no more. And, man, let's move on. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. God got something for you. If you get out your rearview mirror and get up in that windshield, God's got something for you up ahead. But you can't see what's up ahead because you in that rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Let's move on. Come on, y'all. Don't let the past beat you up. That's the ingredients in the cake. You done made that already. That's done. Let's go. God, look in the windshield. See what God probably got something new for you. If you get out the rearview mirror and look, open up your eyes and see. All right, let's go today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is again. This great, unbelievable thing called the gift of life. God gave it to us again. I'm so grateful for it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up again, starting me on my way. As the old folks say, enclosed in my right mind. You would think at 67, I would consider myself an old folk, but I don't. So when you hear me say what the old folks say, I don't know what age we talking about, but it ain't me though. I'm just going along with it, cause I'm just, whew. I'm maintaining a certain level of flyness no matter what happens. Just to make sure, I put in a new order for suits with my tailor. I'm going in another direction because everybody done stole my look now. So now I'm about to move that look around a little bit and come out somewhere in the mid-season of Family Feud. I'll introduce the new look. Straight pimp. Straight pimp. Yeah, know that. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior,
hey, let me tell you something, man. You finna be a straight pimp again. This about your sixth time, dog.
18th.
Since we're counting, if we're counting.
Yeah, you didn't know for some of them years, Junior.
Yeah, you finna be a straight pimp 18 times.
Dog, my philosophy is keep it pimping.
Yes. At all times.
At all times.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a pimp. I'm just pimping.
Mm-hmm. The game.
I like really? The swag of it. Mm-hmm. I'm that game. You know, I don't care what nobody say about me. I don't care what you write about me. I don't care what you think about me because I know me. Well, I know who I am and I know whose I am. I'm not confused about either one of them. And no matter what you say, don't change none of that. It don't change nothing. Yes, sir, right. Junior.
Can I ask you something?
Of course you can.
Do you know what they saying about you right now? And I work with you every day. I hear it every day.
Not really, but I do. I can tell you this, though. Can I tell you this? I don't give a damn. Can I tell you that?
One more time. To be clear.
I don't give a damn. I really don't. Because, man, I ain't got no time. Do you see what God has done for me? Do you really know how far he brought me? Do you know what I used to be?
I got a
new season of the Judge Show coming on ABC. What you talking about?
Winning.
Dog, you know what I was reading? Now, somebody came to me and said, man, they said you a country bumpkin. Okay, I go with that. I'm from West Virginia. Hell, most people I know down from West Virginia country. What? But when you call me country bumpkin, I want you to add something.
Yeah.
That blessed, highly favored country bumpkin.
Thank you.
Say that.
All right.
Say that. Then you fill in the blank. But before you call me a country bumpkin, say blessed and highly favored country bumpkin. And then you say whatever you want to say after that.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to church with church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints with Pastor Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We, gavel, in a most marsipalunious way.
Good God, I'm
like, you better minister.
Who are Pastor Smart?
Tribodine, down the road of
Tribodine.
Epilepsy.
No.
And Deuteronomy.
What?
What?
As we gravitate to the anonymous of the ubiquity of justice. Lord. In the words of one of my favorite poets of all time, James Brown, talking loud and saying nothing.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on, Deacon.
All right, Pastor, let's get down to business here. We got a situation. Lil Jacoby, who is in college, wants to go into pharmaceutical sales after college. His uncle, Slimmy, got him interning with him on the street selling weed, talking about this is the same thing. You're just getting a better return on your investment. You're going to have to talk to Lil Jacoby. He going down the wrong path.
Weed now is, if you have a Medi-Cal card, is not considered a medicinal agent for healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lil Jacoby could open up a weed store.
You took that from that.
Wow. Well, they call it cannabis, but we all know it's weed.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
My aunt had me go down and ask me to buy her a cannabis, but she didn't know what was in the can. She thought a cannabis was a can or something. And we had to have a talk with her that, can you buy me a can of that bus for my glaucoma? I said, I'm not paying them anything, Gertrude. That's weird.
Gertrude.
All right, Pastor. Sister Gretchen is telling the kids that she's taking them to the Underground Railroad in February. She is scaring them. Please talk to her about this Black History field trip.
No, I've actually signed off on that, Deacon. We're going to have that this year. We don't start in Georgia. These kids that's been playing all this Xbox and all this here, all these video games and Fortnite and all this here, we're going to put them all in some gym shorts and make them go barefooted
and gonna keep them down by the riverhead and all.
How far are you gonna take them now? Starting in Georgia to what?
Well, most of them ain't gonna make it outside of Chattanooga. the Chattanooga River in Atlanta. Most of them ain't gonna get outside Atlanta before they fall out. Cause you know they soft now. They don't make the kids can't run that far. So, and just for special effect, we ride and hired 4 hounds to keep the pace up.
It's kind of
serious, not fast.
You hear that? You gotta go keep running to you. They're gonna fall out too. It ain't gonna be long to stop them.
Well, we want to get your approval on this, Pastor. They have decided to get Kim Burrell to come by and let us know who in the choir can sing and who can't sing.
Ooh, is she going to tell you?
It's up to you to get that cleared, but we know she going to be tell the truth about it. But for your clearance if you want Kim Burrell to come by.
Once again, I've signed off on that, too.
Yeah.
In 2024, we're not taking it no more. So Sister Kim Burrell will be coming by. Jackpot joiner Jerusalem, and if she hear you sing and say you can't, you is out the choir.
She's a solo act.
Yeah,
baby, she gonna keep it 100 with you on this.
Sister, what her name?
Kim Burrell.
She's clearing out churches all over the country.
Yes, yes.
Oh, there's some people mad at Sister Kim right now.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
All right, Pastor. Now, hold on for this one right here. Tim Scott and Herschel Walker are asking people to pick cotton with them in February and bring awareness to great memories. Please tell our people in the congregation how stupid this is. But this is Tim Scott and Herschel Walker trying to get people to pick cotton with them in February. It makes no sense, Pastor.
I know, but
you know, Herschel Walker.
I'm actually thinking that make that a part of the children's field trip this year. to go over there and watch Tim and Herschel. But I'm not going to lie to children here to pick. But I am going to have them stand by and sing spirituals.
The children.
We're going to teach them a couple children. Of spirituals.
Right. Yeah. Shirley, the baby's going to sing the spirituals.
Sing it!
All right, Pastor.
And to make sure they sing, everybody don't sing, going to get whipped. So we're going to get some singing done. Go ahead.
And some Black history.
The congregation has agreed that at the beginning of this year, your sermons are going way too long, and they want permission to sell barbecue sandwiches during the service.
Genius.
That all right?
Genius.
You know, you ain't going to believe this, but I've already signed off on that also. Because if you ain't going to put the money in the tray upstairs, we're going to show get it from you downstairs because them barbecue sandwiches are going to be high as hell. I'm just going to let you know right now. Them barbecue sandwiches are $18.
Yes.
You're hungry.
$18.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to pay it too because I'm going to have you in there. Because I'm not cutting now sermon short.
No.
That'll push more people downstairs to the barbecue sandwich.
I need you to let me know if you want. Gino Jennings, but Dino, his brother, Dino Jennings, wants to speak here at this church next week. But it's up to you, Pastor. You let me know.
No, I'm holding out for Gino, the pit bull pastor. We're going to let him speak with his mad, angry ass. We'll have him.
Thank you, Reverend Moses.
Set the record. Say, what the Bible say?
And Deacon Def Jam for church complaints. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the teams are set for the big game, and the fellas will share their prediction on who they think is going to win. Donald Trump is ordered to pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll after losing a defamation suit. And Robert De Niro has opened up about the joys of having a newborn at the age of 80. Okay, that's all at the top of the hour.
De Niro.
That's all. And he's in his 80s, too. That's all at the top of the hour. Right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Thesia in Champaign. Thesia writes, 20 years ago, my husband had sex with his cousin. They had no idea they were related. And recently, his cousin has been calling and trying to hang out with him. I told him, I don't like it one bit. Why can't he understand how I feel?
Well, he won't have to. Because you ain't fitting to start liking it.
No, at all.
Dog, and if you slept with your cousin, now she want to hang out because we cousins. No, that ain't finna happen. Mm-hmm. No, you gonna keep all that irregular ass behavior over there where it was at in the past.
Yeah,
you're not finna bring it up over here.
Yeah,
they didn't know it, but now you know it. But now we can't. We not hanging out. We done all the hanging out we was gonna do.
Yeah,
Kimpo.
Matter of fact, we hung out way too close.
But it doesn't matter that it was 20 years ago.
I don't give a damn.
It don't matter. That's blood. Mm. Get out of that.
Bruh, and you're not, and the wife don't have to sit up there and be in your mess. That don't even sound right. Come on, dude. Mm-hmm. I need to find somebody else to hang out with.
Another cousin.
Like, listen to me. Like that. Like they done forgot what happened.
Right.
Man, please.
All right. Moving on to Nikki in Spartanburg. Nikki writes, my husband just told me that at his age, he prefers to eat dinner on the couch and watch a movie or listen to a podcast. He said he's not wasting money in 2024. We're only 33 years old. How can he say that dating me is a waste of money?
So they're not married?
Yeah, they're married. They're married. But you know how you have date nights when you're married? And he doesn't want to do that anymore. The husband.
So he ain't doing no more.
He said he eating.
That's a nasty ass couch. I know that.
He's eating
he
in front of
no plans of doing any better than he doing right now. Yeah,
that's it. And he's only 33 though. Get
and
that.
He done locked in.
Yeah.
I ain't wasting no moment. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm eating my dinner on the couch. This at 33.
33.
And all he want to do is watch, listen to podcasts.
Wow.
She's,
Wow. Yeah. She's going to be very, very unhappy.
And boom.
She's forever.
Now. Yeah, from forever. Now on. From now on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants that
thing,
at 33?
One thing he going to mess around and do while you sitting on the couch eating your dinner and listening to podcasts, what's she going to be doing?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Oh, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When people start looking around, when they get to looking around, now, hey.
Yeah. Why you got your headphones in your head.
Looking around.
Baby, I got a podcast. You wasn't home. I was out having dinner. I didn't feel like eating on the couch today.
In front of the TV.
We got to vacuum this couch, though. We don't have to.
All right, moving on to
so
Camille.
So who'd you go to dinner with? Oh, he got a podcast.
The host?
You may have heard it. Since you like to listen to podcasts. All right, moving on to Camille in Jersey City. Camille writes, I took my 13-year-old cell phone and I read her text. She thinks I'm basic and I should wear makeup and wigs. What do you do when your child disapproves of you?
Well, what? Cuss out?
Okay, your child?
Ass whooping? Could be.
Think you need a wig and some makeup? Well, let me tell you what. She 13 and then figured that out. She might not be the only one.
Oh, that's cold.
That's your answer.
That's cold. I mean,
you know, children don't really have a filter. They kind of speak their mind. And, you know, she probably looking at her mama going, my mama could have somebody if she would just go in here and do something to herself.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, little girl.
So get on down there to the wig store. They're not in there.
The beauty supply.
And get you a nice one.
All the neighborhoods got one. Get you a nice one. They be in the window. Don't get one that's in the window, though, because people know that one. Don't get the one that's
Tommy
in the window.
Spit his tea out.
Yeah. Don't buy the one in the window. Everybody know what that is. Because when they go by the window, they don't see it no more. No, I'll be damned. You done bought the one out the window.
And put it together. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sharon. Well, praise the Lord. Girl, did you buy the one in the window? Yeah, don't buy the one in the window.
All right. Go back in the back.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, go back in the back.
And make sure whatever wig you buy, especially if you buy one of them short hair wigs, make sure that it lay down on your neck. Don't let your wig stick up off the back of your neck and your hair is under.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me with y'all.
All right.
You got me with y'all.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is from Olivia in New Orleans. Crazy.
Especially if that wig got a blonde streak in it. Everybody gonna know that's it.
Shut up!
Olivia in New Orleans says, I finally told my side dude that I'm married and it's over. He took it well at first, but then he started tripping and he called me a few times late at night. I need to change my number. What do I, this is her question, this is what she wants to know. What do I tell my husband so he won't get suspicious?
Your phone number is connected to your debit card and a couple other things, and you have some fraudulent reports reported on it, and you need a new number. And you start.
Damn, boy.
That's scary.
How did you come off the cuff with that?
That's scary.
How do you come off the cuff with that?
And you didn't even judge her or anything.
No, he said it.
You got to get out of this. Let me tell you something. When you got to get out of something, you ain't got time to panic. You got to get out of this.
Because if it were a man, you'd tell him the same thing.
Oh, my God.
I already know how to get out of this.
Oh my,
so, but I liked where you were going. So what now? What were you saying? Her phone
is. You've got to get a new card because your card is connected to your debit card, and you're starting to get some fraudulent reports, and you think that they're stealing it based on the information that they're getting off your telephone. Wow. And you notice you've seen some fraudulent stuff. So I got to get me a new number right now to stop this here. Most men don't want to hear about no money missing. Mm-hmm. Somebody shopping using your phone number. And theft ID and all that, you got to get a new number. Oh, this auto, this is an easy one here.
Okay,
easy.
See,
easy.
No,
wow.
Not only do you come up with a lie quickly,
we do this all the time.
TLO.
Look
you
at him.
Tailor
committed,
it to the
though.
Situation and to the person.
He's proud of himself right
now.
Yes. He's proud.
That's genius.
The key to lying.
The key.
Is commitment on all levels.
You proud of yourself, ain't you?
Oh, just as hell.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
He said, this is easy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. Imagine immersing yourself in timeless elegance at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas with a President's Day package, pampering package for two, February 17th through the 20th of this year. This package includes round trip coach airfare for two, hotel stay, a $350 credit for dinner at Don's Prime Steakhouse, a $150 credit for brunch at LA Fontaine, and a $500
$100 credit for a couples massage at Lapis Spa and Wellness. You can enter now and get rules at SteveHarveyFM.com, sponsored by the all-new Fountain Blue Las Vegas. That's SteveHarveyFM.com for all the info.
Can I get all my credit in chips? I don't want the dinner down at Bobby's. I don't want the lunch down at the fountain. I don't need the spa. Can I get all mine in chips?
You are a gambling
tables.
Man.
Tables.
All right. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about the heartbreak.
Yeah.
Detroit! Come on, Steve. How are you today?
I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is talking about the honest game. God's truth. Playoff. You can ask the Lord about me. I was more hurt for the Detroit loss, than the Cleveland loss. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was more hurt for the Detroit loss than the Cleveland loss.
Because
of what might
Cleveland.
Have been slipped away from me.
what might have been? Tell us about it.
I had already picked out the outfit. I was going to wear the same purple suit, purple shirt, purple tie, and white felt fedora that I had on at the Versus, Earth, Wind, and the Isley Brothers.
I knew that sounded familiar. Yes.
That was Easter. Wasn't that around Easter time?
I found a purple rock crystal and stuck that in the side of the hat.
Yes.
All I had to do for Detroit was add four feathers and get Ron Isley to give me that chinchilla coat for the game.
Well, you know he would have done it. You know that. man.
So you were in your closet all day before the game getting your outfit.
I just went back to Instagram and found this one. I ain't even had to go to the class.
Oh, okay.
But that chinchilla, though.
Stay ready. Well, Detroit.
Okay. So close.
There was no pain for me like that pain.
That one hurt you, Steve.
Yeah, it cut you deep. Cut us off.
That one hurt you.
Now, the other game, everybody that's talking about how does this affect Lamar Jackson's legacy. Lamar Jackson, fine.
Yeah.
They ran up into them damn Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes. <Yeah. laughs>
This dude, and Kelsey. Everybody know he throwing it to him, and he throw it anyway. I don't even understand. I'm putting four people on Kelsey. I'm tackling his ass every play. He not catching the ball. But can't nobody stop it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
That Patrick Mahomes is special.
He's the special. Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, Swiftly. Is Taylor Swift fine? Because I can't.
No.
To Kelsey?
Let me help you with that.
To Travis?
No.
Yeah.
Y'all going to get off Taylor. Really, y'all know how I feel about Taylor.
I love her. Right. I ain't got no problem. She's talented as hell. I just think she's fine. Because these big-ass jerseys she be wearing and stuff. Is there some photos out there I ain't seen?
She got a body.
I ain't looked her up. She was.
She told the cameras to get away when she was hugging her man.
I'm watching
Please
my
go
man.
Away. I said, come on. Taylor, tell him.
Lamar was hurt for Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was hurt for Baltimore. God, though. I was just hurt.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Super Bowl 58 is set.
Detroit.
49ers. Set. Yeah. And the Chiefs.
But man, that play where Lamar caught his own damn pass, that's when I knew he different. That's when I knew he different. I said, this boy right here. No. And I'm talking about running with it for yardage.
He was a quarterback and a receiver.
But let me tell you something. He threw the pass. Now let me tell you something. Everybody looking for this ball. This is not something that ain't nobody caring about.
Right.
That damn ball is everything. And I mean, everybody was looking up at it.
Mm-hmm.
His ass ran and got that ball. Lamar, but you know, the Kansas City defense, man, they just had a game plan that was crazy. And I don't know what the defensive coordinator does not understand about Kelsey. I don't understand. How he catch all them damn balls?
11 for 11. I don't understand.
11
How many
times?
11 for 11.
Every time. You know, at the fourth one, ain't nobody say, all right, we got to put a stop.
Right. Put one more man on him.
After the fourth catch in a row, five catches in a row. How did he get to 11?
He got 11.
At one point in time, somebody, I don't understand, man. I was so hurt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, Detroit. God, dog.
That's the one that hurts.
Just still wear
that
the purple suit hurts. One day to work, Steve. Just wear it to work one day.
Man, you know what? I ought to just wear it in here tomorrow.
Yeah, with the coat.
Just do my whole show in what I was going to wear to the Super Bowl at Detroit. Just came, man, I ought to do that.
And post it. All right. Congratulations to the 49ers and to the Chiefs. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we will play a quick game of One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to play One of These Has to Go. Your teeth, your eyelids, or your you know what? Teeth, eyelids, you know what?
Your
what?
Private?
Yeah, you're private.
Your private?
Yeah. Ain't nobody letting that go.
Well, we know that ain't going nowhere.
You take lips, eyes, breasts, teeth.
I miss
my nose.
Yeah, everything.
You take all my nose off my face, I'll be sitting up here looking at you just as crazy.
Take one has to go.
Take my pectorals. I don't care. I ain't got to be fine at all.
Yo, okay, so it's your what now, Shirley? Take your...
It's your teeth, your eyelids, or your private.
Take my eyelids. We'll walk around looking like Shirley. Yeah. Just be buck-eyed out of the
city. Be buck-eyed.
Wide open.
Whatever. All right.
I had to carry a spray bottle with me so I can wet them.
Man, please.
All right, here we go. One has to go. Sex, lying, or food. One has to
Boy,
go.
Boy, I be so. Food. I lose so much weight.
Food. I'd just be a little skinny ass.
I just want food.
Over lying.
We gonna what? Lie and over have lying. Some sex.
What? I'm lying.
Why you think we gonna get
you.
Some sex? Would I lie? Yeah. What did you think we gonna?
What? Yeah.
But you're gonna be.
If I don't get
though.
No sex, I ain't gonna be able to eat no way.
Oh wow! Give me some sex. I'll be talking to you at 125. I don't care.
All right. Speaking of sex, one has to go. Kitchen table, front porch, neighbor's yard.
I don't need no front porch.
I don't have a porch, and my neighbors is too far away. So.
Oh, front porch.
So kitchen table it is.
No, I mean neighbor's one of them front has porch. To go.
You say one got to go.
One got okay. It's the front porch. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Give it to the neighbor's yard.
One has to go. A song for you. Forever my lady.
What?
Reasons. One has to go. A song for you. Forever my lady. Reasons.
Sorry, Junior.
Forever my lady.
Go. Oh, that ain't going nowhere. I don't know what y'all even talking about.
Forever my lady got to go.
No.
Jodeci.
Who was that? Jodeci?
No, I tell you what need to go. A song for you. Who is it?
Oh,
for?
No, you won't?
Who
no,
is
no,
it?
Not
for?
No,
we don't know the song
is it for.
No, forever my lady.
For you.
A song for you, dog. Have you heard the Temptations do that? You got to be out your mind.
Temptations
no, sing
what?
Firefly album.
A song.
Yeah. No, Donny Hathaway
sung it. Mm-hmm.
I my life on stages with 10,000 people watching.
Whatever.
That was the first song
Who
I learned.
Junior's ready to fight
but
over Jodeci,
my lady?
Though.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with
me. All right. You ain't heard nobody else. Reasons. That be out your mind.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour. Sister Odell.
Can't go.
Will be joining us.
Because forever my lady is gone.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so.
As promised,
no introduction.
My Lord, I don't need no introduction. Sister Odell is in the building. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Shirley, Carly, Jr., Tommy.
Morning. Yes, ma'am.
Girl over there, Mississippi. How y'all this morning? What's going on? Let's get to it, because y'all been shortening my time lately.
Okay.
You know.
Well, we mentioned this kind
of Shirley,
early.
I noticed you changed the color of your hair, sweetie. That's pretty.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Pretty kind of going through something. What's wrong?
We're always going through things. No, but I like to change my hair color from time to time.
Well, you know, when we make changes, it's because we change.
Because
when we going through some stuff, we change when we change.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's one of the rules of being women. We used to wake up one morning and just change our mind. Ain't
nothing. Yes. That's the fun part about being a woman.
I like that and everything.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. Yeah. I used to change my hair color, too, you know.
Oh, to what?
One time I did bright traffic light yellow.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
That was before I got saved. That's when I walked into the tavern, my head stood for caution.
Oh, back
don't come
day.
Over here.
Come over careful. Here if you want to.
Careful.
Warning. All right, so I wanted to ask you about gospel singer Kim Burrell. We talked about her earlier. But, you know, Kim Burrell was singing at church and parishioners started singing with her. She promptly told them, this is a solo. God's using
stop
me.
Stop singing. Yeah, stop singing, sweetie. She kept telling the same woman.
Yes, ma'am.
And she kept on singing. I said, what, you just have to can't hear good? Kim told her, I'm doing a solo. I don't need you to sing with me. She tried to sing with her. See, Kim Burrell starting to shut this down. Kim Burrell is going on tour.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be called a Shut It Down Tour. And if you open up your mouth in the Lord's house and you don't need to be in the choir, you ain't in the choir for a reason. If you're in the audience, you just be the audience. Clap and support.
So you agree with Kim Burrell?
I sure do, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
I sure do.
How she talked to the people in
her day. Junior, is you all right today?
I'm good, dude. I'm good.
Looking at your head today and everything.
Talk to
Sister
Odell. Talk to him.
I'm trying to talk to him, but I can't. Cause
what's wrong? What do you mean you're looking at his head? Is everything all right? What did you mean by that?
Did you cut your hair off, Junior?
No, ma'am.
Did he cut it back?
What do you mean?
Tommy,
what are you saying, Mr. Odell?
Don't do this to me, dog. I'm not actually getting that.
Dog?
No.
That's Sister Odell.
No, I'm talking to
me.
I'm talking to Tommy.
I'm just looking at it, and you got your headsets on, and I still don't see your hair.
Junior, can you take them off for Sister Odell for a second, please?
Well, take your headsets off, sweetie, and now lean forward.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah, it's gone. It's gone now. It's gone. It almost disappeared. It ain't even like hairline no more. It's just like somebody got some tracing paper on your head.
Tommy, sit down. Carla, get up.
Well, you got to look at the bright side. You ain't got to go to the shop no more.
He still gets the sides lined up.
You
can
do that yourself.
Oh, man.
No.
Who is Monday morning?
Can you do more paper for me, Sister Adele? You said, what's on top of my head? Tracing paper.
It's tracing paper. You know how you put tracing paper on top of a real picture and you take your pencil and turn it sideways and go across it?
Well, Junior, I think this is a great opportunity for you to ask Sister Odell something about life. You just got married.
Go ahead and ask me. You ain't got a lot of time, sweetie. Hair up. Yeah. Ask the question.
Sister Odell, you think I can make it in marriage?
You're not gonna do well with me. No, I don't believe you're gonna make it. Not this one. Maybe on the next one, but not this one.
All right. Yeah. Oh Lord. Coming up next, it is the nephew.
I don't see it. I just don't know. Everything throws you. You get out of this one and try it. My Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I plan to move no matter what. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got one coming up for you, but let me thank Dayton, Ohio, man, coming out and hanging out with your boy this past weekend. I greatly appreciate it. The nephew stood there every show, hour and 15 minutes, flat-footed, and gave it to you. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Next stop is... The next stop is New York City at the NYC Winery. Got a few tickets left, but first show is sold out. They probably got about 20 tickets left for that second show. The nephew is on the run across this country. Okay, laying in the cut. Comedy Zone, Greensboro, North Carolina. That would be February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets are on sale right now. The prank call is they moved Big Mama. They
where?
Moved Big Mama. You gonna see. You gonna see. Oh, okay. Oh, but they move Big Mama. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Cleaning service.
I'm trying to... Can I speak to the owner of the company?
This is he.
Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir, this is. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all clean my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all move the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table, and she's not in there no more.
Hold on one second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my house.
You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week? What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
It's okay.
Big Mama! Okay. Big Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother... Now, was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have...
My grandma... She was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my
okay.
grandmother passed. Bethany Lane.
Oh.
Y'all, and somebody moved it, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is...
Okay. I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're... Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. Listen, I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen, my guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me if they knocked over something. Are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, I ain't have. Nobody had no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama go, man.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that actually was my cousin that came by you. I apologize, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for one second, please. Baby. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones cleaning that man's carpet on last week. Hold on a second. Somebody knocked over his grandma on earth. Now you know.
Big Mama!
Come in here now.
Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all done messed
up. Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together, I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me,
Mr. Carruthers? Now listen, I'm gonna do everything that I can to help you, but now don't you're not gonna threaten me on this phone.
I just said you move my grandmama, and I'm gonna move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm gonna tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service because y'all don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Hold the hell on. Now listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We, sir, we have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So, I'm going to do everything that I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir. We're going to get everything squared away for you.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise you that.
I done told you once. Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you're going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that goddamn on carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my living.
You don't make your living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma was not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
I'm coming down there right now to do damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your there too.
Now you're going to come down here. Come on, well, bring your come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. You look, I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact, come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. Man. I don't even know if we seen
you. I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your if y'all done move my grandma. You move my grandmother, man.
Listen, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. Let me get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog.
Say, man. Don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. Man, you ain't right. You called me, Tommy. Now you got my sons in there looking like nothing did. So my friend go bust them inside their head, man. You won't tell me what you gonna do with my company, man. You know how long it been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, God.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Y'all every morning. Look here. Why don't you tell Dr. Steve, man, y'all need to put a carpet cleaning award over in the hoodie awards, man.
You mean a carpet cleaning in a category?
Carpet cleaning category, man. Y'all need to go and put one in, man. I'm telling you.
As stupid as I can be on a Monday morning, I'm going to bring it to you just like that. Next week, mm-hmm. me and my uncle going to get together. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring y'all, Gino. We're going to bring it right up in here and do it right here on this channel.
That's right.
We're going to do it right here on this radio. Y'all understand me?
Right here on the radio.
I can't wait for that.
Go, Tommy.
It don't make no sense to me.
Don't make no sense.
Did you see what they doing out there?
Talk about it.
Putting them dresses on. Did you see them putting them dresses on?
All right. Wearing
dresses and stockings and girdles. You seen what they doing?
Yeah, bras.
Your hype man's not really hype.
Yeah. Hey, Gina.
Yeah, the hype man is really hype.
We have a rehearsed. Support. We have a rehearsed, Shirley. Uh-huh.
All right.
What's wrong with you, Junior? No, cut your hair. You get them clippers and you bring it to me. Let's cut it off. Cut it off right now.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, I plan to move no matter what. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best
fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I plan to move no matter what. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I live about 30 minutes away from the city on his family's land, and we're renovating the home he grew up in. I used to love being away from the madness of the city, but now my country bumpkin in-laws have moved in on us. It's their land, so we can't say anything about them living right across from us. When my husband's grandmother died, everyone started fighting over who would get her house. Unfortunately, she had a will, and it stated that the house belongs to my father-in-law, so they left a house they built in 2018 to live on the family's land. As much as I hate living in the city, I asked my husband if we can go live in his parents' vacant home. He refuses to trade our peace for being stuck in traffic again, even after the big blowout that me and his mom had last night. Now he's looking at me with a twist mouth because of how I talk to his mom. I plan to move out no matter what because his mother and I are like oil and water, and I must have peace in my home. When I first married, I used to have panic attacks when his mother is around because she is so hateful. My husband cannot control her, and I don't expect him to because she's his mom. I hate that he's in the middle, and I really regret hurting his feelings last night. Since I'm the problem, I plan to eliminate myself. We don't have any children, so I can make a clean break and move on with my life. If my husband truly loves me, he will follow me. If he chooses to stay in the raggedy house close to his mama, then I'm prepared to deal with that heartbreak. I have chosen peace this year, so his mom has to go, or I will go. Do you think I'll regret my decision if my marriage ends over this? Well, first of all, you wrote Steve and I, but you seem to already have planned out what you're going to do. I mean, your words, I will eliminate myself. And the other one you said, I'm prepared to deal with the heartbreak, not to mention you said either his mom goes or I go. I mean, you said that among a lot of other things. It really sounds like your mind is made up. The title of your letter is I plan to move no matter what. So here's what you have to understand, though. First of all, you cannot disrespect his mom. You can't do that. And it sounds like you said some things to her that you can't take back. But most importantly, you're not married to his mom. You're married to him. And he's the problem, as far as I can see it, because he won't stand up to her. He obviously lets her disrespect you and talk to you crazy and does nothing. And I'm assuming that's why you went off on her. And yes, he is in the middle of it all. And he doesn't have to be, though. He can tell his mom respectfully to stay out of his marriage. He can definitely do that. It sounds like if he has to choose at this moment, he's going to pick mom. You don't say what caused the big blow up between you and his mom, but it sounds like it was really, really bad. Will you regret leaving, you ask? You might miss him if you go. I think you will. But if you stay, you can't take back what you said to his mom. You know they'll never forget that. And he still don't, he won't stand up for you to his mom. So what kind of marriage would it really be? And would you really have? Steve?
Well, we got a problem here. Mm-hmm. But I can assure you, you have come to the right place. And I'll tell you why. Because of one line in this whole letter that allows me to jump in here as an expert. Now, the subject is, I plan to move no matter what. Well, you've made up your mind about this letter. You have said, I plan to move no matter what. I'm assuming that means no matter what Shirley says or no matter what Steve says. You are moving no matter what. Well, after that, all I can do is tell the people that's listening to the show what's really, really wrong here. And that's the angle I have to take. Now, here, your husband and I live about 30 minutes away from the city on his family's land. And we're renovating the home that he grew up in. That's an old-ass house, and you decided to renovate. I used to love being away from the madness of the city, and here goes the line that allows me to jump in here. But my country bumpkin in-law. Now, this is where I come in at, because on the internet, I am being labeled as a country bumpkin. So, therefore, I'm qualified, according to the last podcast, to be able to speak on this most eloquently. Because I have been labeled the country bumpkin. I am from a place called Welch, West Virginia, which as country as you can get. It's a coal mining town and all of that right there. I grew up with no running water, no flushing toilets, no indoor plumbing. I went to the bathroom across the road in an outhouse. I've done that all the way up till I was six. So I do understand. Never flushed a toilet till I was 6 years old. So I will be handling this letter as the expert that I am. Because according to the internet, I am officially a country bumpkin. Now, I must say I'm proud of that. But like I said before, if you're going to call me a country bumpkin, please precede it with these words. The blessed and highly favored country bumpkin will come right back to deliver what's really going on at the people's house.
All right, we'll have part two of the blessed and highly favored country bumpkin's response to today's strawberry letter. Amen to that. The subject is, I plan to move no matter what. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I plan to move no matter what.
Well, this lady in this letter has made up her mind. So to write me and Shirley is a waste of time, but I can't. I am here to help you because I'm the resident expert on this letter because of one line in the letter. You and your husband moved out of the city to your family's land and the family's land, and they're renovating the home that he grew up in. I used to love being away from the madness of the city, but now my country bumpkin in-laws have moved in on us. It's they land, and we can't say nothing about them living right across from us. Nah, that's where I come in at, because the people that have moved in are country bumpkin in-laws. I have been called on the internet lately country bumpkin. I have admitted that's what I am. I'm from a place called Welch, West Virginia. We had no running water. I never flushed the toilet till I came to Cleveland, Ohio. So that's okay. I am a country bumpkin. But if you're going to call me a country bumpkin, my only request is you preface it with these words right here. Blessed and highly favored country bumpkin. Now, people say what they want to say, but the country bumpkin has turned himself into, and through God's grace and mercy and highly favored and all like that, an amazing, amazing career, amazing life. So here go. Now, here's where I'm going to help you out now. Your husband's grandmama died, and they started fighting over who's going to get the house. And fortunately, she had a will, and she gave it to her husband. Well, so then they done all decided they're going to live in the house, and they built the house in 2018. So now they live on the land that you and your husband was enjoying. He refuses, and then you don't want to live there no more because you don't get along with his mama, so you would rather go back in the city. And I asked her husband if we can go live in his parents' vacant home. He refuses to trade our peace for being stuck in traffic again, even after the big blowout that him and his mama had last night, because you said something crazy to his mama. Now he looking at you twist mouth because of how I talked to his mama. Well, you shouldn't have talked to his mama crazy, but you couldn't help it because she country. and you said something crazy. I plan to move out no matter what, because his mother and I are like oil and water, and I must have peace in my home. So now here's the problem. He chooses to stay in the raggedy house close to his mama. You're saying, then I'm prepared to deal with that heartbreak. I have chosen peace this year, so his mom has to go or I will. Do you think I'll regret my decision if my marriage ends over this? Yes, you will. Because you're leaving your man because you can't get along with his family. But let me tell you why she really leaving, y'all. Because of the country bumpkins that done moved in. So now let me help you understand what the real frustration is from this city lady. See, when the country-ass bumpkins moved in right across the road, you got to notice the differences in their two houses. See, here's the deal. You and your husband went and got a dog, right? Now, what the country bumpkins do, they has got some chickens. See, that's the difference right there. You got some dogs, they country-ass went and bought 12 chickens. They just walk around pecking and stuff. That's called free range. So down there, they got a little place right there right now. See, y'all got a flower bed at your house. Them country bunking ass people have moved in. They done planted corn. Now, instead of having a nice flower bed going around the house, they got tall ass stalks of corn growing up around their house. But this is what country pumpkins do. Y'all have trash day at your house. Country people don't do that. They have a burn pile. We just bring our stuff outside and burn it. You having trouble with that. See, you don't know how to deal with country people. Y'all out there, you bought yourself a fish tank. What they country ass do? Went and made a pig pen. And them stinking ass pigs. You can smell them pigs across the road. You got a fish tank. That's because you're city. Mm-hmm. Y'all outside set up some little boxes of corn. Y'all feeding the deer. Because the deers come by the land, y'all feeding the deer. Well, you country bumpkin ass people have moved in, they shooting them damn deer. One of them deer come over there, they overfound their ass. And they ain't good shots. So now it's a couple of deers that had to limp off and hope they heal themselves. This is what's happening when country ass people move next to city people. Y'all outside one night roasting marshmallows. What they doing? They crossed the street and started a bonfire. Hello. Y'all over here, she said in the letter, they're reconditioning the house.
Remodeling?
Refurbishing. Yeah, they remodeling the house. Country people don't do that. They just bring hay and sawdust and put it in the floor. That's their idea.
Oh, wow.
I've been to country ass people. I'm country
bumpkin. Don't say that, R.
No, I'm telling you, I've been around country ass people. I know she's driving this woman crazy right here. See, y'all throw one night, y'all want to have a house party at y'all house? Go ahead. You know what they doing across the street? They having a damn hoot nanny. That's what they having over across the street. That's what's happening right here. Y'all go down to the liquor store on Friday and y'all buy liquor. They ain't going down the store. They in the back making moonshine. They got an illegal operation set up in the backyard. That's why you are tripping with these people right here. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's all right. They not fitting to change.
All right.
Lady, you're going to lose your marriage running from these country bunking ass people.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
You go over there and try that moonshine, though. You get drunk a lot faster.
Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast as well on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what happened?
We, man.
Yeah.
You were so close, man.
Gotcha.
You were so close. That was winning,
Man, you don't even understand.
I had the suit.
I'm picking it out. Yeah. I started to send you and Tommy a picture of the outfit I was going to wear up to Detroit. I wasn't going to the Super Bowl. I was going up to Detroit for the Super Bowl. I was going to sit in the stands. I was going into the stands. I was going to be in Detroit Stadium. I was going to go. But they're going to show the game at the football field like they did yesterday.
Oh, watch.
They had 35,000 people at the stadium watching the game.
Ford Field.
Okay, where will you hang out in Detroit? If you were going to go to Detroit, where do you hang out at in Detroit?
Well, see, I don't know. The places, most of them places closed now. Breakfast House and and all in here. I never was a club person in Detroit. I stay out them clubs, but you know, I go eating. I was just eating and shopping at Broadway and City Slicker. That's all I did. I spent 2 days in there.
Remember we went to breakfast. Remember where did we broadcast live from? In Aretha, the Queen of Soul.
Seldom Blues was our spot though. Seldom Blues.
Ooh, Sweet Georgia. Yeah. What was that? Sweet Georgia, something like that.
Yes,
the seafood spot, and then the Breakfast Club house opened up, and
we loved it there.
Just
we love Detroit.
Redfish, God, though.
We so hurt about this.
We hurt about this game right here.
Dog, I'm more hurt than I was when Cleveland lost. Because, you know, I'm used to that. You know, I'm used to Cleveland losing. But
I'm mad at the head coach.
About the field goal.
Yeah, two field goals and then go for it.
Who, the coach?
Yes.
No, man. That's how he played. He been playing like that all year, Tommy.
Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, we talking about. No. Yeah.
No, he been playing like that all year. That's why Detroit where they at. Because they the most going for it on fourth down team. We trying to win.
But they lost by a field goal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. When we had two shots at him. It hurts.
Well, you know what Shaq said.
What did he say?
When we lose, you know about when he was playing. When we lose, we get in our phantoms and drive to our mansions.
Too soon, Shirley.
That's all. That's it. Yeah.
We talking about Detroit, Shirley.
Let it go.
Nobody was there.
Read the room, Shirley. Let Detroit go.
Yeah, look, ain't nobody with you on that.
Sick of you all whining.
Talking about Detroit. No.
Thank you,
Junior. We're sick of you not understanding or caring.
I love Detroit. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, what do you do when a best friend asks you to cover for her? Do you lie for her or do you ignore her husband's texts? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, this guy needs some help from you. Tyree from Fort Wayne. Tyree says...
Tyree. Who?
Tyree.
Why is Tyree right? Why did Tyree just call me? Okay, go ahead.
Tyree in Fort Wayne says, my best girlfriend just had a baby and she said she needed to get out of the house
So she left the baby with her husband and we went to brunch. After brunch, she said she had to run some errands and I got a text from her husband at 6:11 p.m. He wanted to see if I was still with his wife because she wasn't answering his text. I texted her and she responded, quote, cover me. I didn't know what to tell her husband, so I ignored him. The next day, she sent me a long text saying, I'm not a ride or die friend because I ignored her husband's text. Was it best to ignore him or to lie to him? Why is she mad at me? And well, I said, see, God, it's a girl, Tyrese. Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. You did the best thing by not texting him. You know why? Because y'all didn't have a coordinated lie.
Right.
She said, cover me.
Come on,
but see,
expert.
if your cover information doesn't coincide with her information,
right?
See, she running around sneaking, but she don't know how to cover her tracks. Mm-hmm. So, see, for you to call her husband to cover her, and you say something that don't match up her story, she's in deeper trouble. So, if you're going to have mess, listen to me. If you're going to have mess, cover your own tracks. Don't bring nobody else into it because they're not going to do right.
Right.
So, no, it ain't nothing you to just say, hey, look, why didn't you tell me? If you would have told me what to say to him, I'd have sent him a text. But you didn't. So I decided not to text at all. And you wasn't answering my phone call because you was up somewhere jacked up. So now what you want me to do?
All right. Okay. Good answer.
But that ain't your fault.
Yeah. We have time for another one, Steve. This is from Mrs. Young in Tupelo. Mrs. Young says, I've heard that imitation is the highest form of flattery, but my coworker has styled her new condo with most of the same decor and furniture that I have. She visited me only once and asked me where I bought my furniture and artwork, so I told her. I went to see her place for the first time, and I was creeped out when I saw my same bed, my same sofa, mirrors. Is this creepy or a compliment?
That's a compliment. What you worried about it for? Ain't like y'all got the same dress on down at the office. She got the same furniture you got. I got a partner of mine. Yeah, probably can't tell that. Well, I can tell that. I got a partner of mine that was seeing two women. And so he furnished both their houses. And both their houses had the exact same furniture. Yeah, and he did that so that way if he went over whoever house he went over, he was comfortable.
Wait a minute, you're not confused about nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Harv.
Come on, Bleak and My Better Blues.
Okay.
I don't even see what the problem is. Yeah. You know, make perfect sense to me. You know, so the lady just imitated y'all. She loved it. She asked you where you got it from. She went and she put the same thing.
But she didn't say, do you mind if I get the same? I love your sofa.
I ain't got to ask you what I do inside my house.
I know, but still.
Shirley.
It is.
Walmart sell bed sheets. You know how many people got them same sheets?
Yes.
You can't get mad at that.
That's a little different.
You know?
Okay.
Orville Redenbacher sell popcorn. What, you mad because you went over to somebody's house? They got the same popcorn you got? Wow. Sony sell TVs. You can't go over nobody's house and get mad because they got a Sony TV and you got a Sony TV.
They didn't make just one. I get that, but
baby,
you know, I mean,
if you're not making your stuff custom, you can't lay claim to that.
Okay.
Chrysler 300. Chrysler came out with that 300. You know how popular that car was? They tried to sell as many of them as they could.
You don't think it's kind of
Tommy
sneaky?
And his boy got matching Rolls Royces? Why that's a problem?
Well, they agreed on that. They agreed on
Paul.
That.
What up, Paul?
They agreed on that.
I think
they said
it's
it was
dope.
Cool. Okay. All right.
I
coming
think
up,
it's dope.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we will have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we all know Ginuwine's music and how sexy his songs are, especially Pony. The words to that song are so descriptive and guaranteed to get you in the mood, right? Well, Ginuwine doesn't think so, all right? He revealed that he has never been intimate while listening to his own music. He said that he absolutely cannot do it. He said he prefers old school.
I just wanted to say, me either, Ginuwine. I ain't never played pony.
He said genuine.
Oh, I love that. I love that song.
Genuine.
First of all. Love that song.
First of all, G-Line.
One of my faves.
Jump on it.
Yeah.
Oh, he there. He listened to it.
Anyway, Genuine said he prefers old school classics by Marvin Gaye, Jodeci. That's not true.
Yeah, they do. But, yeah, they do, Junior. Everybody do, except you. You're the only one prefer Jodeci over Marvin Gaye. The only damn one.
I don't see what the problem is.
You the only one,
Junior. This is a fight you are not gonna win. This is a
know Genuine. I heard him. And I know what Pony was playing. I heard it.
Marvin
I know he
Gaye. Lying.
This is about Marvin Gaye. This ain't.
Yeah, this is about Marvin.
This is about Jodeci and Marvin Gaye. And which one of them don't belong in this
thing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Just unlove her in those jeans.
Okay.
All right, sexual healing.
That's what Genuine is listening to, okay?
Boy, stop.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather cold showers in a mansion or warm showers in a tiny house?
Cold. I can get through that. Cold. Yes. We're in this mansion. I ain't doing no tiny house. I'm sorry.
How long can you take a warm shower in a tiny house? You know how small that hot water tank is on that house? You better hurry up.
You got about 5 minutes.
It's gonna be a cold shower. Yeah. You ain't even got 5 minutes. I seen the hot water tank on a tiny house. It's a Coke liter. A liter of Coke. You wash your face and get your ass out to that job.
All right. Would you rather Vienna sausages and crackers or sardines and crackers? Which one?
God.
Vienna sausages.
All over right here.
Vienna or sardines.
I got to take them sardines. I can't do the Vienna. You don't even know what's in Vienna.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know what's in that Vienna. Let's do them sardines. Ooh, either Junior? Way, though, that's...
I wasn't never that poor. I don't even know what the hell y'all.
Oh, really?
Vienna sausages.
Oh, you
or sardines. We were poor, but we was never that poor. I don't even know what the hell y'all.
Don't ask me. Sit up here and said that.
I just looked. If I've never had sardines or Vienna sausages, I can't speak to that.
I knew you were quiet for some reason, Junior.
All right. Oh, y'all mad at me because y'all had to have it?
Yes, we are.
Junior, you're the only one.
If you'd have
had
sardines, you'd have better eyesight. You know that hairline was gone.
It goes back to the hairline every time.
All right. Would you rather turn the other cheek or vengeance is mine? Vengeance is mine.
Vengeance is mine. Saith
the Lord.
All right then. Uh-huh. And if the Lord said it, I'm sure gonna see it. Yeah.
You can't slap me twice. You can't even do that. Two times? No,
I can't. You ain't even gonna have time to call it vengeance. Yeah. If you slap me, I'm slapping you. We're not even gonna have time to label it. This is how it's gonna go right here. Psh, psh. That's how it's gonna happen, just like that.
Wait a minute, psh.
Just like that.
You do closing remarks on this show every day, ain't you
ain't never heard me say turn the cheek. You ain't never heard me say in 23 years of radio, you've never ever heard me say let somebody slap you and take it. You ain't never heard me say that.
And yes, he is a Christian, Junior.
You ain't never heard me say that. You ain't
I just asked the ever...
You can ask the Lord about me. I'm a flawed Christian. You've never ever heard me say turn the other cheek.
I'm from the south side of Christianity. That's
yeah.
All right. South Thank you guys. That's side. Today's now, round.
I believe in walking away. I'll walk away, but it'll be after I'd have slapped your ass.
Coming up next, it's the last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day.
Yeah,
it's been a great day. I just want to ask Aunt something. Just mention something.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
I want me and you, you know, we have a different opinion of music, and you just told me that a couple breaks ago that Marvin Gaye was better than Jodeci. What do you have against Jodeci? What do you
What did you just say?
I asked you, what do you have against Jodeci?
No, but what just, did you say before that?
Marvin Gaye.
You said something about better than Jodeci.
I'm just asking, what do you have against Jodeci? You always talk to me crazy about Jodeci. I feel this way about Jodeci. Can Jodeci be my Marvin Gaye? Can it be that?
Stop saying that.
You're making him mad, Junior.
That is not the same.
No, stop saying that.
Why? What?
Why do I think Marvin Gaye is better than Jodeci? Why do I think that? But boy, I know you didn't ask me that.
You don't have to get mad.
I just did.
No, hold on. Well, see, it's the problem right now.
No, Tommy, he doing that to me too, though, Tommy.
Hold on. Junior, Jodeci know they ain't better than Marvin.
What? You know it. I can't tell when I see them perform.
You can't tell what? Wait a minute, hold on.
Don't get mad.
No, what the hell am I supposed to do? You're insulting me. You insulted the majority of the listeners out here. Ain't nobody.
I ain't insulted nobody. I spoke for myself.
What are you talking about? Why do I think Marvin Gaye is better than Jodeci?
Yes. Why do you feel that way?
Well, let's go over it. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough.
Come and talk to me.
Distant lover.
Farewell, my lady. What we doing?
Heard it through the grapevine.
I'm saying, what we doing?
But you can hit for hit. Now, I'm finna shut you down. You're losing. You ask me, why do I think that Marvin Gaye is better than Jodeci?
But you've been dogging Jodeci all morning, though. Why?
Watch your tone, Junior. Watch your tone when you're talking to Marvin.
Watch my tone about Jodeci.
Steve, you don't have to
be about Jodeci.
But Junior, what's going on?
That's my favorite song of all time.
Have you heard the album Trouble Man?
Have you heard Cry For You?
Yes, we have. Let's get it on.
I don't see the problem here.
Cry For You? You think that's better than Distant Lover?
What?
Come get to this.
Yes, Lord.
Have you heard I'm Still Waiting?
I'm Still Waiting. Well, have you heard Let's Get It On?
You know what?
Go ahead.
Sexual Heaven, freaking you. Have you heard that?
Freaking you. Have you heard Mercy, Mercy Me?
Yes, Lord, have you heard it?
Mercy Me.
You know what? That sounds like fiending to me. That's what I hear.
Mercy fiending.
Same thing.
No. Have you heard All I Need to Get By?
What? Have you heard Get On Up Then?
Have you heard Inner City Blues? Have you heard how sweet it is to be loved by you?
Ooh. Well, you know what that sounds like to me? You know what that sounds like? The same thing that he's saying, same thing Joe just said lately. Have you heard lately?
Lately.
Ain't nothing like the real thing.
It's the same.
Lately was from Stevie Wonder.
You just like the real thing, baby. Yeah.
Lately was a remake, Pressure.
Ain't nothing like the real
thing. It's not an original from Jodeci. Mm. So take that off.
Stay.
Have you heard the whole album?
You ain't never
album.
Begged nobody.
No. How about I Want You? You talk about begging. I want you the right way. I want you, but I want you to want me.
You know what that sounds like? You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like
what?
You and I.
That sound like, no damn you and I.
Yes, it do, Tommy. See, y'all gonna stop doing Jodeci on this show.
Hold on, Junior. I'm a Jodeci fan. But what you can do is compare Jodeci to inner city.
No. No, you can't just. No, what Unc just did, what just offended me. He don't want to get the sign on here.
Come live with me.
You come and talk to me. I really want. You know I sing me now.
Steve. Yeah. My you sure love to ball.
You sure love to ball.
He don't even know what that means. He's so young. He don't even, cause you too busy freaking me. You don't even know that the real way is you sure love to ball. That's only one song. Baby. Instead of just went out there just talking.
Let me get this right. So you mad at me? You mad at me because I want to freak somebody?
Steve, what's the one that Robin Thicke and them got in trouble for? You know the one I'm talking about. What's the name of it that Marvin Gaye did?
With Pharrell.
I got it.
Yeah, with Pharrell.
Magic.
With Pharrell. I'm coming.
It wasn't called My Heart Belong to You. Was it called?
Give it up. Got to give it up.
Like Marvin. Yeah. Jodeci ain't got in no trouble about nothing like
no,
that.
No, man.
Ain't nobody suing them.
You don't have enough hits to talk about that. And listen to me, man.
We got a residency in Vegas. We have that. We do that.
Has Jodeci ever sang the national anthem? Because Marvin Gaye started.
Why the hell we waste our time with that, Shirley? Why?
I'm with you on that one, though, Junior.
Everybody sing that. Thing. Why the hell would Jodeci waste their time singing that? Thing?
But Marvin Gaye sang it.
Who gonna sit up and who gonna let Jodeci sing the national anthem?
You know what? I'm through.
We love it all.
Take us out, Steve.
Hey, Junior. Hey, man, you try to go get yourself some rest somewhere, because I can tell right now a crisis is coming. Get yourself some rest and get you a warm jacket. Y'all have a great one. We'll talk to y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.